Massachusetts lawmakers have decided once again not to enact a statewide ban on single-use plastic bags by retail stores. A $2.4 billion environmental bond bill passed by the Massachusetts legislature and signed by Governor Charlie Baker will pay for projects all across the state, with many focused on mitigating the impacts of climate change. But a leading environmental group blasted lawmakers for failing to include in the compromise bill a ban on single-use plastic bags. The Senate had included the ban in its version, but House and Senate negotiators dropped the proposal. Emily Norton, director of the Massachusetts chapter of the Sierra Club, said in a statement the group was very disappointed. She said a ban on the bags in Massachusetts would demonstrate leadership that other states and countries would follow. But she noted that more than 80 cities and towns in Massachusetts, acting independently from the state legislature, have moved to eliminate single-use plastic bags, including Boston, where a ban takes effect later this year. A proposed ordinance to ban retailers in the state's third-largest city from using plastic bags at the point of sale came before a Springfield City Council committee for a hearing in 2016, but did not advance to the full council for a vote.
Well, I certainly think that it's time that the city of Springfield again takes a look at a single-use plastic bag regulation.
Springfield City Councilor Jesse Letterman, who as an environmental organizer with a Rise for Social Justice lobbied for a proposed plastic bag ban in Springfield, said concerns about the impact on the poor and on mom-and-pop retailers stalled the measure.
And I think that community education is really going to be the key for this type of a regulation. Individuals need to know about what resources are out there in order to make the transition. But I think that ultimately it can be one that's beneficial for the community, both our sustainability and becoming a more sustainable city.
Boston Mayor Martin Walsh signed the plastic bag ordinance despite his often repeated concern about its impact on the poor and people on fixed incomes.
You know, people say it's only 5 cents on a bag. Yeah, but we're nickel and diming our seniors. It's 5 cents here, it's 5 cents there. Utilities go up. All the costs are going up and not going down.
For shoppers who don't bring their own reusable bags, the Boston ordinance authorizes retailers to charge a 5 cent fee for a compostable plastic bag or plain paper bag with handles. Boston City Councilor Michelle Wu disputes the idea the 5 cent fee is a tax on the poor.
The idea is that we want to incentivize people to bring reusable bags. People are already paying for their checkout bags. It's just built into the cost of groceries right now.
Environmentalists say single-use plastic bags are almost never recycled and often end up as litter. The Sierra Club estimates that 2 billion bags are distributed annually in Massachusetts. Legislation to ban the single-use plastic bags has been opposed on Beacon Hill by trade groups representing Massachusetts retailers and the plastics industry. In 2016, a plastic bag ban was included by the Senate as an amendment to the state budget, but did not make it through the conference committee. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.